WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeofthenicesguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. It will be several days before Bryan fire investigators determine what sparked a fire at a City Electric generating unit, resulting in three injuries. BTU Group Manager David Worley says the maintenance workers were doing a test run on a generator that had been offline for maintenance.
I don't know if I would characterize it as an explosion, but it was an electrical arcing that took place at transmission voltage, which is a very high electrical voltage.
The sparks and resulting fire left one of three employees with injuries serious enough that they were flown to a burn center in Houston. The others were treated at St. Joseph Regional Medical Center. No traffic signals during the afternoon commute and no electricity for up to 20 minutes took place Tuesday in College Station. 21,000 customers tied to three electric substations lost power. College Station Utilities says the cause is still under investigation. A suspected transformer failure at the Greens Prairie substation on Old Arrington Road began the outage. The failure expanded to two other substations. For 10 years, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has held an annual tribute luncheon honoring local service. This year's recipients, Caroline and retired Judge Tom McDonald, were recognized at a luncheon Tuesday.
Y'all, this is like speaking to the choir. You all are the ones. Y'all have worked side by side with us, gotten us involved in so many different organizations that we wouldn't give anything in the world for.
The Community Foundation currently manages assets of more than $2 million and generates more than $90,000 each year in grants for each year for local nonprofits and scholarships. Bryan Police has posted a video of a woman accused of passing bad checks. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the suspect has gone to retailers in the Twin Cities, Brenham, and Fairfield.
So we're asking that if anyone can look at that video, share that video, let's spread the word and see if we can get her identified. And there's contact information there on that post on who to contact if you do recognize her.
McKeithen reminds store clerks to pay attention when handling customer checks and, if store policy allows, to fingerprint customers. You can see the video on our website at WTAW.com. A former Madisonville policeman will be on probation the next 5 years after he was found guilty of having drugs planted in his ex-wife's vehicle during a custody dispute. Last week, a Brazos County District Court jury convicted Jeffrey Covington of retaliation in a trial that was moved from Madison County. On Monday, Covington reached an agreement with prosecutors. In addition to probation, Covington will serve 30 days in jail and give up his peace officer's license. Prosecutors dropped charges of drug possession and official oppression. Covington also gave up custody of his two children. Motorists in College Station have two advisories. Today, more construction is taking place at University in Texas. Eastbound traffic on University won't be able to make a right turn onto southbound Texas. And Thursday and Friday, freeway traffic going south won't be able to exit at Barron Road, and the on-ramp from southbound Texas will be closed. It's part of the ongoing bridge expansion at Rock Prairie. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed
and watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed
and watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Norman G. Tractor. Your number one Kubota dealer. Nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
It's going to be clear and cool out there headed through the nighttime.
That's not even the right weather forecast. That's not even the right weather forecast. Oh, let's see if we can find the right weather forecast. I'll just read it to you like the radio professional that we try to be here. Here we go. 73 for a high temperature today. And we'll have northeasterly winds about 10 to 15, so that ought to feel pretty nice. Again, got cool last night, which we like. Lower humidities, which we don't because we need some rain. 46 for a low tonight. Then we'll be in the 70s, gradually moving up. The weekend looks spectacular as far as the temps are concerned. 82 on Saturday and 84 on Sunday. And looks like there'll be lots of sunshine, at least on Sunday. And low temperature each night will be in the 50s. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest, and it's 53 degrees.
It sounds beautimous.
We have a chill factor.
Get
out.
We have a fizzlick?
It's 51.
Geek. Which is not bad leading into May.
Okay.
Fighting Texaggy baseball strings yet another win together. The number 24 softball team is wrapping up their regular season at home. We'll get that for you as well. More athletes getting SEC Runner of the Week honors from the Penn Relays. And, of course, that Sterling fellow is being chastised by that Silver fellow in the NBA. And we have a result of all that and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
Okay, later on today, how to get rich. We'll have that for you.
Oh, hey.
Awesome. Make it easy for
Yay.
You. A guy who drinks beer and runs a mile under the time that most of us could.
Ooh.
A special paper towel dispenser that you'll love. And then also exactly how you should pour ketchup. See, I mean...
There's a method?
Of course. All this stuff we're talking about is just kind of fun, but this is important because this has to do with ketchup, which is a real-world need.
So ketchup viscosity coming up later with the Infomaniacs.
Something like that. So some ill-advised twerking. Which
is
makes
there me, ever advised well, twerking?
Which was the next thing I'm thinking. But nonetheless, some ill-advised twerking. And, of course, where you twerk has something to do with that. Happened this week in Oregon. Police say that after Cora Velasquez paid the fine in municipal court at Beaverton City Hall, she celebrated as she left by twerking with a friend in front of the court's windows. Another friend filmed it with a inappropriately named smartphone, because that would seem to indicate
that it was.
Well, or maybe the people using it were.
Oh, no, just the phone is smart in this case.
The twerking went well beyond the performance of Miley Cyrus. Apparently, according to the court employees who complained that the women, failed to remain clothed in specific areas, and that a friend of Miss Velasquez also decided that the call of nature had to be answered.
While twerking?
Yes. And caught, of course, on video. So there. It's gonna
be a good and they were of sound mind?
Well, I don't know. Okay. It sounds to me like they're going to be empty of pocket before long.
Information. Empty of pocket.
I do too.
Well, at what point is they're sitting in jail together talking about this? Well, they go, that may be not a good idea. Won't do that next time.
Ooh, look, 5,000 views on YouTube.
That's right. Next
we should
time,
do this again.
Yeah, or just pay the thing by mail. Next time would be a good idea.
Join SOS Ministries on May 1st for the SOS Awareness Concert at the Covenant Family Church in College Station, sponsored by Stylecraft Builders and KBTX Media, featuring Jimmy Needham and Christian rap artist NF. Visit the website, SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org, for ticket and sponsorship information. Group discounts are also available. You don't want to miss this.
It's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we are, 120 days into the year, meaning we've got 245 of them to go. It's easy to do the math on a day like today. It's April the 30th. It is National Honesty Day. Give it a try. National Animal Advocacy Day. That's not bad. Spank Out Day. Anti-spanking.
Nope. Yeah. Won't be celebrating.
Yeah, interesting. Hairstylist Appreciation Day. It's International Jazz Day. And it's also Walpurgis Night tonight, which is celebrated on the eve of May Day, which is also the feast of Saint Walpurgis. According to the German legend, witches gather on this night and celebrate their Sabbath on the highest peak of the Harz Mountains. Just letting you know.
Okie dokie.
Other folks out there. All right, for birthdays.
Gail Gabbett is 29 years old. From Fast and Furious. Kristen Dunst is 32. Kendall Nayer is 33. He plays Raj in Big Bang. Jeff Timmons is 41. He was in 98 Degrees. I know one of your favorites.
Sure.
Country mix Carolyn Don Johnson is 43. Adrian Pasdar is 49 from Heroes and Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He's married to one of those Dixie Chick kids.
I believe Natalie.
Yeah, okay.
Ms. Maines.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah Thomas is 53. Merrill Osmond, he's the third one from her right.
Swing a dead cat. That's
61 right. years old. Bobby V, taking good care of his baby at 71 years old.
Well, maybe.
Burt Young, 74. He played Paulie in the Rocky movies.
And not much else.
No, not really. Yeah. He's 74. Willie Nelson is on the road again.
Uh-huh.
At 81 years old, received his black belt in martial arts 2 days ago.
Okay.
Wow.
And Cloris Leachman is 88.
She's got a lot of stuff.
Tons.
She was in one of my favorite movies, Last Picture Show. You know, that's a long time
Young
ago.
Frankenstein, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, among other things. And Mary Tyler Moore, is that right? Was she on that, too?
I did not see Mary Tyler Moore.
No, she was on the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
Right. Michael Waltrip, racer dude, 52. And, you didn't mention J.R. Richards of Dishwalla.
I like Dishwalla.
I don't even know what Dishwalla is.
Counting Blue Cars.
Of course. Well, all right. I'll go have a
How
listen.
How dare you, Scott? It's an embarrassment.
I know, really. All right, 617.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, according to the Competitive Enterprise Institute, the cost of government regulations in the U.S. is so large that when it's added up, it is bigger than the economies of all but 9 countries in the world. Now, regulations have grown rapidly during the Obama administration. Those regulations now cost our economy an astounding $1.86 trillion a year. Now, the report also finds that on a per-household basis, federal regulatory costs average $14,974, which is more than the typical household spends on just about anything else. Hey, let me tell you the truth here. Our economy cannot survive as these regulations grow and grow and grow ever so burdensome.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, friends, I have added to my medicine cabinet, and it's called Salonpas Jet Spray. You know, when my back flares up, my shoulder flares up, my knees start to ache, well, I spray it right where it hurts, and then in no time at all, it freezes my pain, and it keeps it away for hours and hours. You know what? It really works. So I urge you to try Salonpas Jet Spray. Now, it's in a blue metal can. It has a dark blue cap. Salonpas, you want the original. It's powerful relief whenever, wherever you need it. Use as directed.
Hey, you, in the DXL dressing room, you're more than just an average Joe in a new outfit. You are a magnificent man about town. Before you unleash fashions like Lucky Lacoste and Nautica, ask yourself, are you ready to look this good? Is the world ready? All the best men's brands, waist size 38 and up. DXL, you're looking good. Buy one full-price Harbor Bay tee or polo and get 75% off a second one, now through May 11th.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet? Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are, and then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my Sleep Number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you, they deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go enjoy a good night's sleep every night on your Sleep Number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue in College Station.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has 2 ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Good morning, 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A 15-year-old boy from a small town outside of Ottawa has set the world record for solving Rubik's Cube. Antoine Canton averaged 12.5 seconds at the competition. He solved 5 Rubik's Cubes, and then the average was calculated after eliminating the fastest and slowest times. Planning to take this ability to the world's largest Rubik Cube competition, which will be in New Jersey this summer. Okay, he did the Rubik's Cube, and again, 5 times, and the average speed was 12.5 seconds. Did I mention he did it one-handed?
No. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think it is.
Now, it's 20 moves.
Okay.
You're 20 moves from solving it, no matter where it's laid out.
All right, well.
Okay, Smarty Pants.
Yeah.
I can't. I know that it's 20 moves.
Okay, well, again, I don't know what else this kid can do, but he's got that. I would mention 2 words to him, marketable skill, but at this point, you know, just take that and use it somewhere. I'm sure you can do that. And while we're talking about Canada, a New Brunswick family family, has won 2 lottery prizes worth $1 million each in the past 5 months. Denise Richard, not that one, and her brother Roger, claimed the first prize in December, then on April the 9th, it happened again. This time the ticket belonged to Richard's mom. Time travel? What do you think? Just saying. Of course, if it was time travel, you wouldn't do the $1 million one. Well, maybe you would the first couple of times, just so people wouldn't notice. I'm just saying. Hey, I'm just, you know, parallel universes. Could be. Yeah.
Tinfoil hats for everyone.
Yeah, they are.
New financial product from Walmart. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Walmart is working with autoinsurance.com to offer a new service that will allow customers to compare quotes from car insurance companies and buy policies. Walmart will get promotional payments, and autoinsurance.com will get a commission for every policy sold. The service is currently available at Walmart stores in 8 states. A nationwide rollout is expected in the coming months. It appears General Electric will take over the French conglomerate Alstom. The Wall Street Journal says Alstom has accepted GE's $12 billion buyout offer and rejected a counteroffer from Siemens of Germany. If you like to have cocktails at home, Bacardi has launched 2 new digital platforms to help. Working with Jamie Oliver Group, Bacardi has introduced an app and a website, mixedcocktails.com, with recipes for making your favorite drinks. Stocks advanced yesterday. Futures are down a bit this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
How easy is getting unlimited data outside the U.S. with T-Mobile? Just one step. Turn on your phone. Because with T-Mobile, unlimited global data in over 100 countries is automatically included in your plan at no extra charge. Sounds simple? It is simple. It's the Simple Choice for Business plan, only at T-Mobile. Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Good morning, 624, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. When you have them, who are you going to be calling? Well, let me recommend somebody to you. It's ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue you've got, from leaks to clogged drains, garbage disposals, and also fixture replacements. Plus, all of their plumbing specialists, fully licensed and available 24 hours a day. Remember that, 24 hours a day. So when you do have plumbing needs, give the area's experts on plumbing and customer service a call. And remember, this is important, each of ABC's plumbers has undergone thorough background checks so you can be confident when they're on your property. Look very carefully at where you go to get your work done, and remember that ABC Home and Commercial Services has lots of different things they can do for you. It's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save for gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Good morning. It's 626. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's what we got again. Pretty nice outside. It's, as we talked about, we'd like to have a little higher humidity out there because we'd like to have some rain, but that's not in the cards right now. It means that things do cool down pretty nice in the evening. 73 for high today. About the same thing for tomorrow. Then gradually warming up. 77 on Friday. 82 on Saturday. But we'll probably have some more clouds in here on Saturday. Sunday looks sunny with a high of 84 degrees and lows each night. We'll be in the upper 40s, it looks like. Right now, winds are out of the northwest at 6. We have 59% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 53 out there.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
What does it take for a couple to stop arguing and start having more fun? Well, apparently it doesn't take much. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
A great way to improve any relationship is to be the one who's willing to stop an argument.
Just surrendering the need to be right with your spouse or partner can be so healthy for a relationship. I've seen so many relationships get into big trouble as nobody will give in.
Dr. Judith Orloff, author of the book, The Ecstasy of Surrender.
It's more important for people to be right than to have love. It's just amazing how people cling to that need to be right. Even if you are right, it might not get you your goal.
One of the reasons people do that is it's so hard not to in the middle of an argument.
It means you have to let go of your ego and surrender your ego a little bit and say, honey, you know, that's a great idea. You are right. Do you know how much better your relationship will be as opposed to you're not listening to me, I'm right, these are the facts, I'm not giving in? It's a very different energy when you can surrender and give something to other people that they want, which is the need to be right, the need to be validated.
It may be hard to remember, but maintaining a good relationship isn't about who's right.
It's about loving deeply other people and feeling secure enough to say, hey, you're right, and I'm so happy about it.
And the rewards for doing this are pretty good.
You have fun. You spend your time enjoying yourself. If you're not all caught up in worry and fear, and you can enjoy your mate.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Maintenance on a Bryan Power Plant electric generator resulted in a fire that sent three employees to the hospital. One was flown to a burn center in Houston, and the other two were taken to St. Joseph Regional Medical Center. BTU Group Manager David Worley says sparks flew at high voltage when a test run was starting on a generator that had been offline.
This is a combustion turbine peaking unit that we use during times of market situations where we just need more power. They were just in a process of putting it all back together and bringing it online to kind of test run and when we had the issue.
Worley says it's an extremely rare occurrence.
We go about our business for years and years and these things don't happen. BTU has an excellent safety record and our employees kind of put themselves out there every day, so we just ask for everybody's thoughts and prayers for the employees and their families that have been injured.
Bryan Fire investigators believe it will take several days to determine what caused the sparks that created the fire. Tuesday afternoon's commute in College Station was longer for many thanks to a power outage that covered much of the city. College Station Utilities reports the original problem was a transformer failure at the Greens Prairie substation near Tower Point on Old Arrington Road. The loss of power there caused two more substations to go down, and all 21,000 customers were without power, and many traffic signals became dark. Power started coming back in 45 minutes, and within another 30 minutes, restoration was complete. Still undetermined is what caused the original problem. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley Tuesday held its 10th tribute luncheon recognizing local volunteers. This year's honorees are Tom McDonald and his wife Caroline. A close friend of Tom McDonald, Dan Beto, called him a faithful man to his family, his vocations, and his community.
Whether it's the shade tree mechanic, the laborer toiling in the fields of the Brazos River bottom, to the university professor and the corporate executive, he can talk to them all on a meaningful level, and he can communicate that he cares about what they have to say. Through these many conversations, he is able to identify areas of need and subsequently act on them.
The retired judge reminded the audience the real-life measure of life is what we leave after we're gone.
And in that regard, the Community Foundation is one of the entities that can do that in a very efficient and fair way.
The Community Foundation distributes more than $90,000 in grants and scholarships each year and manages assets of more than $2 million. A woman accused of using counterfeit checks at stores in at least four cities is now on video posted by the Bryan Police Department.
From what I understand, it's Bryan, College Station, Brenham, and Fairfield, Texas were all affected by the same person. It is a video of a white female, and this video is actually taking place in Target, where she purchases some items and then pays with a counterfeit check.
Officer Kelly McKeithen advises store clerks to be on the lookout when someone uses a check to buy a lot of gift cards or when the paper check doesn't feel right. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see that video. If you drive in the area of University and Texas, be prepared for more construction. Eastbound traffic won't be able to make a right turn onto southbound Texas today between 8:30 and 3:30. Another traffic advisory in College Station is Thursday and Friday for those headed south on the freeway. The widening of the Rock Prairie Bridge means the freeway on-ramp from Texas and Deakin will be closed, along with the southbound freeway exit at Barron. And both days between 8:30 and 4:30, there will be one lane of traffic. Punishment has been decided for a former Madisonville policeman who had methamphetamine planted in his ex-wife's vehicle during a custody dispute 2.5 years ago. Jeffrey Covington, who gave up custody of his two children and resigned from his job, will also give up his peace officer's license, serve 30 days in jail, and be on court probation for 5 years. That's after a Brazos County District Court jury convicted him of retaliation. Covington and prosecutors made a sentencing deal where charges of official oppression and drug possession were dropped. Investigators say Covington arranged for a police informant, who later cooperated with prosecutors, to put the drugs in his ex-wife's car before she was stopped and arrested. Charges against Laura Covington were dropped. Montgomery County Sheriff's officers are investigating the murder-suicide of an elderly couple. Responding to a check welfare call Tuesday in Montgomery, deputies found Neil and Helen Rothenberg. The couple, who were in their 80s, had been suffering from medical problems. Both were shot in the head, and a suicide note was left behind. Also from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, a report that divers are still looking for a $250,000 drone that crashed into Lake Conroe last Friday. The underwater search began Monday for the 50-pound aircraft that malfunctioned during a training exercise. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. I've been messing around. I didn't go and load up the weather like I was supposed to. I'm being really irresponsible this morning. As most people in radio generally are. I mean, I should have brought you the weather, and, well, you know, I don't see that we... Oh, there it is.
Well, you've delivered it just fine.
Well, I know, but it's better to have Rob do that, because Rob is the weather professional. I'm just here pushing buttons.
You're just a regular professional.
Yeah, that's it. So here's Rob, I think. Well, we've been having trouble with our audio program this morning, but they don't need to know
that. I don't know that I would characterize it as...
I don't think that's it. I don't believe that's it. Okay.
Hey, coming up in sports.
Yeah, really? All right, so here's our weather. I'll just go ahead and read it for you. It's high temperature today, about 73. Same thing for tomorrow. It starts to gradually warm up. We get to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunshine on Sunday with a high of 84. That's kind of like what you'd expect in early May.
Gone fishing.
Right now, winds are out of the northwest at 6, and we've got a chill factor of 51. And it's a 53, the air temperature is. There you go.
They got out of the bases loaded, no out jam in the first. And
I'm talking about Corey Ray pitching for the A&M baseball team to a victory yesterday over the Texas State Bobcats. We'll have that, plus a look at the Adam Silver debacle and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you in about 12 minutes or so, give or take.
I don't think it's Adam Silver really who did the debacle. I think
no,
David,
I'm sorry.
Sterling. It's okay.
Never mind.
Okay. Anyway,
Sterling and Silver.
What is a debacle after? So yesterday we had some discussion. By the way, we'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. Yesterday we had some discussion about this big deal of Texas being able to coerce a company whose name ends in A to come to Texas to do their business. Mm-hmm. That'd be Toyota, of course. Today, second day in a row, a company whose product ends with the letter A is going to be wooed to try to come to Texas.
Woo.
You. Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Yeah, him.
Sriracha.
No. The first R is silent.
Not the way everybody pronounces it.
I eat it, so I'm going to call it sriracha.
You call it anything you want. Okay. That's, you know, all right.
Sriracha sounds like someone who plays next to your table in San Antonio.
Okay.
I thought he was a pitcher for the Rangers.
It's that sauce that's got the chicken on it,
uh-huh.
Okay?
The rooster sauce.
It's a rooster.
But not Worcestershire sauce.
No, it's not that one. The deal is, and so what's going to happen is apparently Dallas State Representative Jason Villaba, because it's double L, has been extended an invitation to come out to California to talk to them about moving their operation from California to Texas. So,
we're talking about Hui Fong Foods?
Is that who that is?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're going to go out there on May the 12th, tour the factory, and You're saying it's sriracha? Is that what you're saying?
That's how everyone I know says it.
Okay. Well, I went and looked it up and it said you drop the R. The R's silent. And it was somebody who's not from
Well, then maybe it's sriracha.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Anyway, we know what it is. It's that stuff. Anyhow, apparently they can grow or do grow the peppers for this in the Rio Grande Valley.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
That's what they're saying. If they do set up shop in San Antonio, it would come to a city that already has secured a chili history, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Chili Queens, famous for serving the food in city plazas for about 70 years. And anyhow, we'll see what happens. That would be a big get for the state of Texas here. If they can,
yeah, we'll take their money too
if we can tolerate the smell.
Well, that's going to be San Antonio's problem.
No, I know.
Yeah, all right with that.
Well, on any given day with the weather just right, the Riverwalk doesn't smell terribly great anyway.
Well, and if you don't mind watching styrofoam cups bob around in brown water, it doesn't look all that good either. Yeah. A Washington Post ABC News poll has more shaky news for Democrats in Congress and for the president. We had talked about his approval rating at 41%. And when they talk about the Affordable Care Act, well, they hang a 37% approval rating on him for that.
Ooh.
And then when you talk about the Ukraine and Russia, he gets a big 34. I mean, that means two-thirds of the people don't think he's doing that right. So with all those surveys out there, Democrats do have a significant advantage on 8 issues, from health care to climate change to abortion to same-sex marriage. But they have a small advantage when it comes to immigration. The two parties roughly equal when it comes to the economy, but Republicans rate better than Democrats on gun laws, the deficit, and striking the right balance between what government programs should be in place and which ones should be cut. And again, that means a little tone deafness, I think, from the Democrats if they're not hearing that. So, with problems for midterms in front of the Democrats, does Harry Reid consider a deal involving the XL pipeline?
No. Because the president won't sign it.
Well, and that's it. Reuters reports that he might be considering a deal which would allow the Republicans to, or allow it to come to the floor so the Republicans could get their vote and the Senate could have, you know, people standing on one side of the issue or the other. But that's the whole deal. It gives the vulnerable Democrats maybe an opportunity to vote yes for the Keystone Pipeline. This is where we love politics, right?
So they're just doing this to make cover.
That's right. Let's go ahead and do some window dressing out there. So Reid might do it when he gets the agreement from the White House that there's no way the president would sign it. So we'll see how that goes. And then yesterday, ruling in Wisconsin having to do with voters' rights. And so a Wisconsin judge has struck down the voters' identification law, saying that the requirement that voters show a state-issued photo ID at the polls poses an unfair burden on the poor and minority voters. Expected to be appealed, you can bet. Wisconsin's law could set a precedent for similar legal challenges in states including Texas. There are 14 states that require voters to show photo ID.
Well, then poor people shouldn't be able to go into bars.
Yeah. There you go.
You got to be at least 21 years old. You got to prove it with an ID, so no more bar going if you got no money.
Shouldn't be able to, yeah. Well, and, you know, the poor, I guess, don't write checks either. Anyhow, we'll see. Just last week, an Arkansas judge struck down that state's voter ID law. It's being appealed to the Arkansas Supreme Court, so we'll see. The other deal we may talk about this. I think we'll probably talk about it next hour, having to do with searching cell phones without a warrant. Some discussion over that.
Yeah, that started up pretty big yesterday and the day before.
Well, that's Kim Commando had mentioned it on her show a couple of days ago. And a big court victory for the EPA and the White House on air pollution. 6-2 decision, the Supreme Court approved an EPA rule that allows the federal agency to regulate air pollution that crosses from one state into another.
So, good heavens.
Just say pollution. Well, look, the law should be able to stop the forces of nature, right? Pollution from coal-fired plants in states mainly in the South and the Midwest are carried north and east by the wind. In order to stop those states from polluting their neighbors, the EPA moved to intervene under the Clean Air Act since the downwind states couldn't regulate the industry in the other states. But federal law can do that under this Cross-State Air Pollution Act.
Damn that El Nino.
Yeah, I know.
It's all El Nino's fault for making wind.
Exactly right. We need to go. Well, let's go get those people over in China and Japan and all those places.
We could employ a few thousand people to stand on the border and just go.
I think it works. I like the idea. And it makes more jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you're going to get paid $10.10 an hour, right? Because apparently they're going to try to do that. You need to have some kind of a talent, right?
Each person holding one oscillating fan?
Well, you could do that. You could do the little fan industry, you know, where they have the little whatever, any kind of fan that you want.
Oh, like our WTAW fans at football games.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just reverse the power flow and have our wind turbine spin backwards.
Yeah, of course.
Our truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at SevCheck Service Center come in. SevCheck has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 3rd, it's Show Beef Projects. This class can help 4-H and FFA youth improve their management and performance with their beef projects. Come be a part of it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Water conservation is more than just common sense. It's also a hot political issue in Texas. Droughts bring that out in us. It's a sad sight to drive down the street and see water pouring needlessly into storm sewers and ditches, so you can't really complain when cities put strict enforcement on us. We need to conserve the water. Steps to save water, the topic of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. We need to conserve water at all possible times. You never know when the next drought will be coming. It could be right now, it could be a year from now, it could be that it's still going on. There's an important message in the wise use of our water. Gone are the days when we merely turned on hoses and let them run until the plants were all soaked. First, we all need to make better use of the finite amount of water we've been given. Also, who among us can really afford to spend money on unneeded water? You want to start with good plant selection. Some types of plants are native to cool, humid environments, and they probably are not going to be best suited to Texas. Prepare your planting soils carefully. Whether you're working a clay soil or a sandy type, organic matter will improve it. Additives like peat moss, rotted compost, manure, shredded tree leaves, and other forms of organic matter will loosen tight clay soils so that rains will soak in better. If you're still trying to do some late spring or early summer landscaping, be sure the soil is well blended and enriched with the organic matter. If it's a heavy clay soil, 1 inch of expanded shale along with the organic matter will help a great deal. Water deeply and slowly when you water, and then wait until the soil begins to dry before you water again. This type of infrequent deep soaking will encourage roots to penetrate more deeply into the soil in search of all the available water. Frequent light waterings will encourage shallow rooting, and that in turn can lead to serious problems when you miss just one watering. Choose quality sprinklers. Types that put out relatively large droplets work well since the wind's influence will be minimized and keep those drop patterns low to the ground. You've heard all the warnings about not watering at night. It leads to diseases, and the wet plants may get sick and die. That's certainly true in some times of year, for example, fall with brown patch of St. Augustine. It may be true at those times, but it's certainly not much of a factor in the summer. You need to water when your plants are dry, whether it's morning, noon, or night. Certainly the best time is early in the morning before 10. Winds are lightest, the sun won't scorch the plant's moist leaves, it just works better. And most cities now are adopting resolutions that say you have to finish watering by 10. Mulch your plants deeply. Use rotted compost, shredded bark mulch, or some other type of organic mulch, and that will really conserve water. I'm Neil Sperry. We're going to talk about planting now for summer color in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:50. Aggie baseball spread hits all the way through the lineup en route to a 9-2 drubbing of Texas State. The Aggies pounded out 19 hits, including 5 doubles and 2 triples. All 9 Aggie players in the starting lineup recorded a hit. So the bats were hot, and so was the pitching. Corey Ray earned a win for the Aggies for the third in a row as a starter, allowing just 2 runs on 6 hits and 3 walks while striking out 4 over 6 innings. Here's Aggie skip coach Childress on his starting hurler.
He got out of the bases loaded, no out jam in the first, and thought he settled in and did a really nice job. And the guys behind him did as well. And, you know, less a bad hop single. We don't give up a run tonight. And, you know, from an offensive standpoint today with the wind blowing in, I couldn't be more proud of our approach on a tough night to hit, to have 19 hits against a really good pitching staff and team in Texas State. I was proud of our guys for staying in the moment and staying in the game that we have.
The Aggs host the number 5 LSU Tigers at 6:35 to start a 3-game series this Friday at Olsen Field. All the action on 1620 WTAW. The number 24 Texas A&M softball team finishes their regular season with 4 home games this week, beginning with a doubleheader this evening against Lamar at the Aggie Softball Complex. First pitch, 4 o'clock. Game 2 follows approximately 30 minutes after the final out of Game 1. The Texas A&M men's and women's tennis team will begin the road to the national championship at home. The NCAA Selection Committee announced yesterday that the Mitchell Tennis Center will host the NCAA first round action May 9th through the 11th. Men are seeded 8th, while the ladies are a 10th seed. Another pair of Aggies were selected as the SEC Runners of the Week following the Penn Relay performance of Wayne Davis II and Olivia Opone. They each defended their titles in the world-famous track meet over the weekend. On now to the NBA, where they have moved quickly to put Donald Sterling's controversy well behind them.
I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA.
Commissioner Adam Silver banned him for life and fined him $2.5 million after confirming that he was indeed the person on the audio recording making racist comments. Commissioner Silver also said he was going to try to force Sterling to sell the Clippers franchise.
I will urge the Board of Governors to exercise its authority to force a sale of the team and will do everything in my power to ensure that that happens.
The sale is only possible if 3/4 of the league's 29 owners agree. This is all stemming from a TMZ release of a Donald Sterling audio tape that took issue with his girlfriend posting pictures of her with African-American men online. How did this affect the Clippers on the court? Well, DeAndre Jordan had a team-high 25 points, and the Clippers rose above the distraction to beat the Golden State Warriors 113-103 to take a 3-2 series lead in the NBA's Western Conference quarterfinals. The Washington Wizards are in the Eastern Conference semifinals for the first time in 9 years after a 75-69 stifling of the Chicago Bulls. Memphis took a 3-2 series lead over the Thunder in the West with a 100-99 win in Oklahoma City. Rockets are getting ready for tonight's Game 5. They're in Portland, 8:30, the tip-off there. Spurs and Mavs tip it off. They're in Dallas at 6. Adam LaRoche hit a game-tying double in the eighth inning and then the go-ahead single in the ninth to lift the Washington Nationals over the Houston Astros in the MLB yesterday, 4-3. Derek Norris drove in three runs with a pair of doubles as the Oakland Athletics beat the Texas Rangers 9-3, and Rangers skipper Ron Washington says the bats just aren't coming around for the team so far.
We're not clicking. You know, we're not many opportunities in the middle of our order. And past couple days, bottom half of our order is the guys that's been getting opportunities, and we just haven't been able to come through.
Part of that problem has been injuries for the Rangers. Rangers third baseman Kevin Kosmanoff will get a second opinion before having a herniated disc in his lower back surgically repaired. The Texas assistant general manager Thad Levin also says that the second baseman Jurickson Profar had an MRI and can start swinging the bat. Profar tore a muscle in his right shoulder during spring training. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Attention, please. There will be nothing funny in the next 30 seconds.
And this is not a joke.
This is serious.
People are using our funny.
Online people are pretending to be
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And this is no laughing matter.
So if you search for us online, make sure it reads AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Make sure there's a blue map of your area in the upper left-hand corner.
Should we do something funny now?
No, no funny.
Not even a raspberry?
Fine.
Thank you. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and EstateLaw.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at GalleriaDaySpa.com. Gift certificates available.
So your glass slippers look more like cowboy boots and your chariot has a Hemi and a trailer hitch. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Corporate gifts, metal art, apparel, Aggie gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley. The Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.net.
It's about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Real quickly, we'll look at the weather here. Look for a high temperature today. Should be pretty nice. High temperature today, probably about 73 or 4.